Dit is Dr. Terry Grossman.
We live in an environment that is stressed. We've got lots of stress,
right.
Things we have to do.
Right.
How can people cope with stress in a natural, balanced way so that it won't deplete any nutrients in our body? Do you have an advice about that?
Well, you're right. I mean, stress is when I see, I've been a doctor a long time, and when I see my patients, there are very few patients that are not overwhelmed by stress. I think just watching the news is stressful anymore. So we all need to take efforts to reduce stress. Number one, you need to get plenty of sleep. People are sleep deprived. We are sleeping about 2 hours less than we slept 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. So most people are sleep deprived. So you should try to get more sleep. If you need to, you could take melatonin. Melatonin improves the quality of sleep. And then there are a lot of natural remedies that you can do to reduce stress levels in your body. For instance, exercise reduces the cortisol, reduces stress level. Engaging in a hobby, things that is not part of your work, is very good for reducing stress. Taking vacations and mini vacations like 3 and 4 day weekends can help reduce stress. Getting a massage, going in like a hot tub or a sauna is very relaxing. So things like that are natural stress reducers. One of the best ways of reducing stress is to increase the levels of a hormone in the brain called oxytocin. If you have a pet, so you have a cat or a dog, when you take care of your pet, you will increase the levels of oxytocin in your brain. And the most powerful way to increase oxytocin in the brain is to make love. Mm-hmm. So having more sex is good. So these are many ways of reducing stress naturally.
Yeah, I've read that a supplement can also help. That's, what's the name?
There is a supplement called rhodiola. I don't know if that's the one you're thinking of, but it's an herb that can help to reduce the cortisol levels. And for people that have a lot of stress despite everything, I will have them take this herb rhodiola.
Would that be safe?
Oh, yeah. Rhodiola rosea is the full name. It's a safe herb.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.